Tens of thousands of people joined Pope Benedict in St. Peter's Square on Sunday as he canonized six new saints of the Church. Robert White followed events here at the Vatican.
Today marked a historic event in the life of the Church. Australia's first native-born saint, Mary of the Cross MacKillop, was canonized in a solemn Eucharistic liturgy in St. Peter's Square. Some 5,000 pilgrims, along with Cardinal Archbishop of Sydney George Pell, came to Rome to see St. Mary, a 19th-century nun, raised to the honor of the altar at Sunday's canonization. A daughter of Scottish Catholic immigrants, she overcame many obstacles in founding a religious institute of women dedicated to St. Joseph of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Once excommunicated by the bishops of Australia because of malicious accusations which fueled their suspicion of the new form of religious life she founded, which was independent of the auspices of a single diocesan ordinary, St. Mary remained steadfast in her trust in divine providence and in her selfless concern for the marginalized.
For many years, countless young people throughout Australia have been blessed with teachers who were inspired by the courageous and saintly example of zeal, perseverance and prayer of Mother Mary MacKillop. She dedicated herself as a young woman to the education of the poor in the difficult and demanding terrain of rural Australia, inspiring other women to join her in the first women's community of religious sisters of said country.
The event also saw the canonization of Canada's first native male saint, André Bessette, a lay brother of the Congregation of Holy Cross. A delegation of over 5,000 pilgrims came from Canada and the United States to participate in his official declaration as a saint of the Universal Church. Saint André spent over 40 years as the porter of Notre Dame College in Montreal after he entered religious life. He was known as an affable, simple, and devout religious who inspired countless laypersons to integrate their faith into their daily lives and seek the face of Christ in the poor. During his lifetime, many miracles were attributed to the intercessory prayer of this humble and loving religious brother. Motivated by his devotion to Saint Joseph, the husband of the Virgin Mary, Saint André received permission to found a simple oratory in the Canadian city. Today, the Oratory of St. Joseph in Montreal is an enormous sanctuary and the destination of many North American pilgrims who are in search of healing and reconciliation and who venerate St. André's mortal remains. Along with St. Mary and St. André, four other blessed became officially recognized as saints on Sunday. The 15th century St. Stanislaus Solstice, a Polish canon regular of the Lateran, St. Candida Maria de Jesus Cipitria Bariola, foundress of the 19th century Congregation of the Daughters of Jesus in Spain, St. Julia Salzano, foundress of the 19th century Congregation of the Catechetical Sisters of the Sacred Heart in Italy, and St. Battista Camilla Varano, a 15th-century reformer of the Order of St. Clare in Italy.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, rendiamo grazie al Signore per il dono della santità.
The Pope reminded the tens of thousands gathered in St. Peter's Square on a beautiful autumn morning that Jesus also invites each of us to follow him in order to inherit eternal life. Let us be drawn by these shining examples. Let us be guided by their teachings, so that our existence might be a canticle of praise to God, the Pope said. Let the Virgin Mary and the intercession of the six new saints whom we venerate with joy today obtain for us this grace.
E l'intercessione dei sei nuovi santi che oggi con gioia veneriamo. Amen.
I'm Robert White.